Jason, quick question.
You are one of one.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
Help me understand a little bit more clearly what you're asking.
Did you ever hear it called Don't Go Jason Waterfalls?
Is this Matt Hamilton?
So I kind of just thought of this question on the spot. So it needs to be workshopped a little. I'm not going to lie.
You are the famous Matt.
Jason Wilde is on Jim, Matt, and Molly. Oh, snap! What's up with that? What's up with that?
What's up with that? What's up with that? What's up? Thrilled to be joined by Jason Wilde, Jim Rutledge, Alex G with you in the Everlight Solar Studio. Molly Brown returns March 4th, so we're excited about that. And that means there's only a couple more times, Jason, that you'll be talking to just me from Jim, Matt, and Molly. Obviously, Alex G filling in today. Matt Hamilton out. Matt Hamilton returns on Monday. So, Jason, thanks for making the time to join us today.
Dude, you are you know that I love doing this show, no matter who's on. Alex G, now, I do enjoy Matt and Gravatt. I do think that that's a nice little version of the show.
Absolutely.
But it's I'm really excited. You know, I obviously think the world of Molly, and I remember when she was first starting out with us and she got stuck producing our show during one of the many days that Jesse would take off. And to see her not only be crushing it as a mom, but also be successful with her own show with you knuckleheads is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So I look forward to her return.
She loves Cousin Subs. So I had a question.
She better.
Yeah. Yes. We had a question. The Yankees have ended their long-standing no facial hair rule. So we wanted to start thinking about antiquated office dress codes here, and we're asking people, like, what's the one that stands out to you? You can throw one out, but we have no open-toed shoes, no shorts, no uncovered tattoos, or no facial hair. What's, like, either out of those or another one that pops to your mind is, like, an antiquated office dress code that's kind of probably null and void at this point?
Well, I will say the no shorts thing is a deal breaker for me. And our teammate Shawnee Smith, who has now gone on to, I mean, she's a really big deal in the company now. But she was so good to me that for a lot of events that we would do, there's a dress code for everyone else, but I still got to wear shorts and a hoodie. So I always appreciated that. So I'm confused. I saw this story too, Jim, and I was thinking back, you know, you're a little bit younger than me, but not a lot. And then there's Gravatt, who I could be his dad. But I remember my baseball cards of the Yankees with Reggie Jackson and Ron Guidry and Dick Tidrow and Dave Winfield and Don Mattingly. They all had mustaches. Was it just beard?
Is it George?
Like, were mustaches allowed?
When did George Steinbrenner take over? Because it was a George Steinbrenner thing. And so it was very specific to him. He did not want it on the Yankees. So that is probably part of it. Now they have changed it to a well-groomed facial hair. So you still can't necessarily grow anything nuts. But 1973 is when this came into place. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. In 1983, at Steinbrenner's behest, Yogi Berra ordered Goose Gossage to remove his beard he was growing, and then going forward, he just put it into place. Now, like, some guys did have it, but then Steinbrenner could step in. Like, Don Mattingly had it, and then he was benched for a little bit for having too long of a mullet head. Yeah, I mean, I'm just reading this off of Wikipedia. So there were people who pushed it, because I don't know exactly what you can do in baseball, but then Steinbrenner would get a little bit... he would get vindictive about it.
Well, that sounds very off-brand for George Steinbrenner to be vindictive about something. So
amen.
That's surprising.
Yeah, just shocking. Some rich guy from New York is vindictive about things. Yeah, that's really shocking.
No doubt. I don't like one of the weird things about my career, and I've obviously been really lucky to do everything that I've done, but like, I've never really worked in an office. Like, people talk about the movie Office Space or the show The Office.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my desk at the State Journal that I had for many years, everyone but me sat at it. Like, I never used it. Like, I was never there. Like, my office is at Lambeau Field, and it's where I keep all the other bobbleheads that Paula doesn't want around the house. But I'm like the only one in there. So, like, I don't know how to even act in an office. When I come to see you guys, somebody has to come in, come downstairs and escort me into the building because I don't even have, like, a swipe key.
Oh, so Jason.
I'm a bad officer.
Don't worry. We have to do that for Jim every day, too. He got in today. Very round of applause. But yeah. That's been a big thing this week. He never has his badge. So you two, you're kindred spirits in that way.
I mean, I started trying to be Jason Wilde. I couldn't hang. So then I just started doing sales and hosting a radio show.
Amen.
Jason, I just want to point out something that Primetime sent to us. Favorite Steinbrenner story. Jesus Christ had long hair and a beard. Somebody told to him, and he said, "Why can't we have long hair and a beard?" Yankees owner showed him a pond behind the outfield fence and said, "You see that pond? You can walk across it, and if you can walk across it, you get long hair and a beard."
Amen.
So it just
wow.
What an old guy. A
lot of
amens
today.
A lot of amens.
Yeah, I am curious as to like how many, especially now in this era. I mean, this is obviously a news story because they're not going to enforce it anymore. But like. You think, and I'm not, I don't want to take shots at Gravatt just because he's a young guy, but like today's, I don't want, and I sound really old when I say this, but like this is the kind of stuff that young people just aren't going to tolerate. So I'm surprised that they had to make this announcement to begin with. I just figured people would just refuse to follow.
Well, it's shocking because, you know, I now have a pretty good relationship with Barry Alvarez, who I host a show with on Monday nights through the football season.
Absolutely ridiculous.
And Coach Alvarez had a no long hair policy. Everyone got their hair cut when they showed up. You couldn't have a beard. You clean shaven there, too. So it's just, it's wild. And he seems to have no problem with me and my long hair these days.
You don't play for him.
Oh, God. You bringing up Barry brings up the fact that, so when I covered the team when I was both in college and I think maybe a year or two after I'd graduated, I had an earring, and he still makes fun of me for that. Like, he'll come on Wilde and Tausch and he'll mention it. Like, I remember covering a game at, like, Illinois, and he was like, "Still got that?" Like, in the press conference, "Still got that earring, huh, Jason? Aren't you going to get rid of that at some point? Aren't you a little old for that at this point?" Like, so that's funny that you would bring that up. Yes, you have beautiful flowing locks, and I'm glad Barry appreciates them.
This is utterly preposterous that I've even heard that.
When did you decide to take the earring out?
I believe the year was like 1998.
Was there a reason, or were you just done with it?
I think I just realized that I was starting to get to a point in my career where I was probably a little old for, let's see, 98, I'd have been 26. It was time. It was just time. I think that's the best way to describe it. It wasn't like there was, maybe there was a girl involved at the time who thought it was kind of stupid to have an earring still. Maybe that factored in as well, but I can't remember.
I feel like a girl definitely factored into me removing my earrings as well. So I definitely.
Whoa! Did you just say earrings plural?
Yeah, I have. I have one in the cartilage atop my ear.
You had a whole,
and then
the top
two
bar
on my left, and then one on my right. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh
my. I was. Barry would have loved me. Yeah.
Setting off metal detectors all over the place.
Bunch of fake.
You tell Rutledge that.
Fake diamond ones, and then like a little small like tribal hoop one up top. So yeah. You know, I was Florida Jim, man.
Are there photos of this somewhere?
Yeah, but like,
can we get our hands on?
Jason, we're both old. Like, these are like Polaroid photos. I don't even know if they show up in the actual photo.
I can see them on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream. Give them to me, Jim.
I'll see if I can find one for you. I have one.
Fax him.
I have one. There's one place that could be photo existing with that, with those earrings. But I had one Packer related question. I saw that Chicago made some cuts. Like, they're not specifically cut today because it's not the rules, but they are informing Chicago's two players that they're letting them go. So is it that time of year where the Packers, we might see a note from Adam Schefter, because that's where the news came from, that the Packers might start informing players like, "Hey, you're going to be a cut." And so start planning ahead on that. Are there some players on the team that you think the Packers could start? Because it is a courtesy to start. You don't just do this to everyone, but a guy who's been around for a little bit, let them go find their space. Is there anyone you see that could be a potential heads up, you're going to get cut casualty here?
Yeah, you know, I think Jair is the only obvious one, and I'd be really curious, based on how he behaved in the locker room at locker room cleanout, if they had already told him the day after the season ended, right? Like,
true.
I did find myself wondering if he already knew that. You know, it is a courtesy. I don't know how helpful it is, right? Like,
yeah.
Agents usually have a pretty good idea of whether their guy's going to be available or not, so they can start talking to prospective teams, even though they're not supposed to. So there's not anybody else that I look at on the roster. Now, I do know they have also, in over time, told players we're not re-signing you. The famous story is them telling Micah Hyde, who told this story on our show years ago, that they came to him with 6 games left in the 2016 season, it must have been, and said, yeah, we're not going to re-sign you. Oh, thanks, because we got 6 games left in the regular season. Why would you tell him that?
Wow.
And oh, by the way, he went on to be an All-Pro and a Pro Bowl player for the team that signed him because you didn't want him anymore. Not a great move in that instance. But, yeah, I don't think anybody other than Jair is obvious on that list. They got, obviously, some free agents that I don't expect them to bring back. I would think that they would tell a guy like Josh Myers, hey, you know, we want you to go out and explore the market, and we would love it if you would come back to us and tell us, hey, this is what is out there for me, and give us a chance to kind of talk about that. But I don't think there's a lot of guys that are getting the biggest thing for them is, has Davante Adams gotten informed of that yet by the Jets? Because I still believe, you know, I promised Strope that I would text Goody and ask him, just say, hey, I don't need to quote you. I'm not going to say I talked to you. But if you guys have zero interest in Davante, I would like to know about it so I could stop pushing that narrative. Because I, from a selfish perspective, definitely want him to come back. And Goody didn't respond. So I can report that Ed Tausch's suggestion was a good one. He should have said, I should have written, if you don't respond, that means I will assume that you're interested in Davante Adams. And I should have taken that advice. That would have been smart.
Jason, thanks, and we'll be excited to tune in on Monday with your big announcement as well. We're excited to hear that.
Yeah, that is exciting. All right, boys, I appreciate you both. Take care. Be good.
All right, we appreciate you, Jason.